Hello?
Hi, is that Kirsty?
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. It's Francesca from INS Law calling about your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now a good time to talk?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So before we begin, I just need to get some details off you for data protection, okay?
All right.
So would I be able to confirm your full name, please?
Kirsty Marie Larner.
And your date of birth?
25th of the 1st, 88.
And would I be able to get your current address, please?
158 Gorbals Street, and it's flat 22.
Is it flat 2-2? Is
Yeah.
it 2-2
Yeah, two
or 2?
dash two.
Yeah. And your postcode?
5 9 8 F.
Thank you. And well, while you were in care, were you known by a different name at all?
No, they're the same.
No, and before as well, the same?
Yeah.
And in regards to contacting you, it's usually via telephone, email, or text message. Are those all okay?
Yeah, the phone or text.
Sorry, what was that? Sorry?
Yeah, it's okay to phone or text, yeah.
Okay, fab. And the email I have on file for you as well is kirstymarielarmer@live.co.uk, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And just for an added layer of protection, would you like to add a password to your application? So if anyone contacts you regarding the scheme, if they can't provide the password, then you know it's not us.
Yeah, I can well just say my
What
son's
was that?
name.
What was that, sorry?
Kenley, my son's name.
Kenley.
Yeah.
And how am I spelling that?
Kenley.
Thank you. Okay, so all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes as well, okay?
All right.
So I appreciate discussing experiences connected to this application can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during the call. And if you need a break at any point, if you prefer to continue another time, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or any vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
No.
You okay to continue with the call?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you. I'll explain your options, explain how INS Law operates, discuss funding and fees, and then gather some initial information to assess whether and how we can assist you. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you understand all of your available options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you're entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. So they're paid directly by the government for assisting you with your application. So under the government scheme, those participating solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you, regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application. So INS Law doesn't operate under that scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement. So we're not paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. And at this stage, would I just be able to confirm whether you've instructed or had any communication with any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to an application to the redress scheme at all?
No.
No, fab. So just to confirm, you understand all of your options, yeah?
What's my best option to get a solicitor?
So that's what we are. So there's solicitors who operate under the government legal fees scheme. So they're paid by the government for helping you, whether you win or lose. So with us, we don't get paid by the government. So we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application or advice, you pay nothing. And then if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payment, so at 19.2%, and you'll never pay more than that agreed cap.
All right, that's fine.
Okay, yeah. So it's important as well to make clear, sorry. So we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the redress scheme operates on a discretionary basis. So I can explain that in greater detail during this call.
All
So
right,
if, yeah, so if you decide to instruct us, what we assist with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the redress scheme. We gather and review all the evidence. We prepare and submit the application. We do all the corresponding with the redress scheme, and then we can advise you on any offer made and assist them with any reconsideration or review processes in the scheme as well, if you're unhappy with the outcome. So we'll also explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered, and we'll fully explain it before you decide whether to accept anything. And it is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you would never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
all right.
Do you have any questions for me so far?
No.
No, no problem. So if you decide to proceed with us, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. And one last thing. So just we're able to formally act for you, we'll require proof of your identity for verification purposes. So to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So we'll need a copy of photographic identification and then a proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date. So do you have any photographic ID at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll send over an email as well regarding what we can accept and what we can't. And so you can send those to us via email or WhatsApp. But as long as it's so we do passport, driving license or a birth certificate and then a letter then that's been sent to you in the last 3 months.
All right.
So I've just sent that email over to you now as well. So with the photo ID, was it passport or driving license?
I've got both. Well, it's a provisional I've got.
Oh yeah, that's fab. And also, so if your provisional has your current address on it, we can do passport for photo ID, and then we can do the driving license for proof of address if you don't have any letters as well.
I'm just going to change my photos.
So then, on the bottom of that email as well, there's also our WhatsApp number. So you can send them on there as well if that's easier, because you can just take the photos quickly and send them over.
All right, I maybe that's better. Just gonna be WhatsApp.
That's okay. So yes, I think we sent you a WhatsApp on Saturday, I think it was.
Yeah, I've got that.
Yes, yeah, so, there we go. Stop.
Four. I'm not in the house just now. I'm just trying to. I've got the photos of the passport in my phone though.
Yeah, that's
Somewhere.
okay. Yes, you can just send. Yeah.
It's just the time it takes me to do it all.
I'm just gonna say, I have to keep photos of everything on my phone because I always get caught off guard and then I'm like, oh.
I know.
So then I just have them there then.
Don't see how you need to search. I'm not sure what to get into.
It's okay, no problem.
I've got this. I've got the passport here now.
Oh, that's fab. Thank you.
I've just sent that.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Thank you.
I need to send the provisional as well.
Yes. Yes, you can either send the provisional or you can just send like a letter that has been sent to you in the last 3 months, but whatever's easiest for you.
Send the That's in both soon.
Fab, thank you very much. That one, it says flat 4D 341 Caledonia Road.
Yeah, that's my old address, but I've had it for ages, that card.
Oh yeah, so regarding that, so with the proof of address, so we'd need one with your current one on. So it might have to be a letter. Sorry about
That's all right, okay.
that. Okay. So as long as it's been sent to you in the last 3 months and we can see the date in the photo, that's fab. So I'll just go through a couple more questions and then we'll go on to the care settings. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just
Yeah.
doing them.
It's okay, no problem.
A theory test thing, would that be all right?
Oh, what, sorry?
It's my theory test later. That's just what I found when I went in here.
Yeah, is it what's the date on it?
Just a couple of months ago.
Yeah, so as long as it was after the 25th of May.
Oh, I think it was before that. I'll look for something else.
Yeah, so we'd need your name, address, and then the date on it then.
Just cause when I'm not in the house, I don't know what letters I've got.
That's okay.
No. I mean, that's kind of old letters. I don't think I've got a letter for that data.
Or like an online bank statement or like a council tax or anything like that. That's okay though, don't stress. As long as we get it in the next couple of days, that's fine, don't worry.
I've got loads of letters, but they're just no dated the past 3 months.
Yeah.
I'm on my phone. I can check my bag, I don't know if I've done nothing with it. I've got a jury citation letter.
Yeah, so it's as long as it has your name, date, and address on it, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, that's fine. That's the most thing.
Ah, fab. Thank you very much. Perfect, thank you. There we go. So just a couple more questions and then we'll jump into the care settings, okay? So have you received any relevant payments before? So any
Never
is that sorry?
mind. No, never know.
No, so no advanced payment scheme payments, criminal injuries compensation, nothing like that, no?
No.
No. And do you have any criminal convictions at all?
No, when I was younger, in the care homes and things like that, maybe years ago, but I've not got anything because I was away doing nothing.
That's
So I
fine.
don't
So
know anything.
it's for if you received a sentence of imprisonment of 5 years or more for violent or sexual offences.
No.
No. Okay. And then would I be able to take the name of the GP surgery you're currently registered with?
The care practice at the Godbold Health Centre.
And what practice was it, sorry?
The Godbold Health Centre, the care practice.
So is it a health centre that has like multiple ones underneath, yeah?
Yeah, there's more to.
And would I be able to get your name of your mother and father?
Fiona Carruthers and Colin Carruthers.
What was the surname, sorry?
Carruthers, CARRUTHERS.
CARRUTHERS.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Fiona and was your father, sorry?
Colin Crennels.
And do you happen to recall the address that you were in prior to being placed into care? Or the area, as much as you can recall.
157 Glenapp Place, Pennyburn, Kilwinning.
Glenapp Place.
GLENAPP.
And with your name now, so with your mother and father's surname being different, so did you have their name at birth, or was it always?
I've always, my mum, I was called after my mum because they weren't married at the beginning.
Okay, so would her name at the time have been Lamour?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, and have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all?
No.
No? And regarding your application as well, you're able to nominate a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you, we'd get in contact with them and they kind of take over. Would you like to add one?
No, I'm all right.
No, that's okay. If you change your mind anyway, you can always do this at a later date. That's no problem.
Right.
Okay, so on to the care settings now. So would you be able to let me know the area or the name of the home that you were placed into with the year that you were there, or as much as you can remember?
I think I went in the 11th of May 2003, and it was the Rimpel Children's Home in Irvine.
And 2003, you said, yeah?
Yeah.
And was that the first one or then the only one?
Yeah, that was the only one I was in.
Yeah, and how long were you there for?
About 2.5 years.
So with the redress scheme, so it's only eligible for the time that you were there before the 1st of December 2004. So it'll count from 2003 to the end of 2004. So regarding the statement section, so it would kind of, if there was any incidents that you recall, rather than the overview of the place, it would have to be when things that happened before December 2004. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So regarding your time then now, so just need to take a short statement. So this is just the initial statement that goes on the initial application to Centre Redress, just to kind of get you accepted into the scheme. And then further down the line, then we'll be in touch to book in a witness statement with yourself. So it'll be a slightly longer with more like focused questions. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the one today, so just to get an overview of your time there, and then any specific instance you can recall, how you felt, beginning with why you were first placed there. So you said it was 2003.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why were you first placed into care?
I was on a supervision order for kind of maybe running away and drinking and things like that. For a place of safety I went in for.
Yeah. Okay. And what was your time there like?
Hellish a lot of the time, yeah. Some of the stuff.
So was it from the first day that you kind of went there that it was just instant, just, or did it kind of build over time, or?
No, some of the staff were okay. It was just some of them, a couple of them that were bad.
So what would they, how did they treat you?
Just like when they're supposed to be doing safe holds, like putting your arms up your back and bending them and everything, and putting you in rooms and sitting outside in a chair and locking you in, not letting you out for the toilet, and just keep sanctioning your money for next to nothing all the time. It was just like control.
So they would make you sit in a chair outside?
Well, they would sit in a chair outside the room so that you couldn't get out to the toilet and everything, but keeping you in all night and have a full shift, really. A night shift.
And you said that they would used to restrain you if they'd bend your arms behind your back, and so I
Yeah.
assume it was painful.
Yeah, grabbing your arms and all that.
Yeah. So when you say that they grab your arms, is that to like drag you somewhere?
Yeah,
Like
dragging
this?
you in and they were on the floor, but bending your arms and legs. Pressing your face maybe into the foam thing.
And was this a regular thing?
According to, yeah, it was quite often. They would goad you, they'll see, kind of goad you so that you would kick off and things as well.
So they like wind you up.
Yeah,
Yeah.
get around to it.
And they'd wind you up to the point of that you reacted just so they could restrain you and hurt you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And would you say so? Was there any verbal?
Aye, like
Yeah.
kind of cheap guy bringing you down and everything.
And what kind of things would they say?
I'm trying to think. Just if your skin would break out or whatever, they would point it out and things like that and laugh.
Yeah.
I'll like mimic you if you were saying, I remember saying, like, oh, I'm nearly 17 or whatever, when I wanted to get out, and they would like hang me, copy me doing it, like putting a voice on.
Yeah. And with your just general care whilst you were there, so hygiene, food, clothes, anything like that, was that all okay, or was things ever taken off you for if it was a punishment for
Yeah,
you?
there was always, we were always sanctioned for next to nothing, quite like most of the time your pocket money was sanctioned and you didn't get clothes as often. Yeah, I think a clothing grant, you didn't really get it if you hadn't been behaving. The food, I think that was fine.
So if you were, they'd stop giving you like clean clothes and
No, like this, or the clothing grant, they kind of withheld it.
yeah. So I've written up a short statement now with everything that you've shared. So is there anything that you'd like to add at all?
No.
No? Okay. Okay. So we've got the application now. So the next section now is the types of applications that we can submit for you. So there's two types of applications that can be pursued under the Scottish Redress Scheme. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered, or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of the issue suffered.
Yeah.
So based on previous awards made by the scheme and what you shared with me today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed one for you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So you won't be required to attend any meetings with the redress scheme in person, so we'll provide the detailed witness statement on your behalf to the scheme. So based on everything now that you shared with me, so the next step would be for me to send you some documents to have a look at and sign. So you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed, but if you'd like, I can send those over to you now or some on the phone.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah? Okay, so I'll get these sent now. So it contains a client care letter and a conditional fee agreement. So that's everything that I shared with you prior to the case settings. And then I have a letter of authority then, and that's what gives us then permission to access records on your behalf. And then there'll also be then a part one and a part two. So that'll be all the information then you've shared with myself. So I'll just get these sent over now. Yes, I can help you through them now, and if you have any questions, or you can do them in your own time. But I've just sent those over to you now.
Just click into the link.
Yeah.
Well, did I find something here?
Yeah, so when you open the link, so there'll be a yellow box on the bottom of the screen that says a number with fields required. And if you click on that box, it'll take you to the first page that needs a signature. So it'll be like a tap to sign box that you just click in, and you can either type it or draw it with your finger, whatever's easiest.
Hey, that's me signed it.
Yeah, so there's four of those that you have to do.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's a bit of a pain, sorry. So if you click on that yellow box again, it'll then take you to the next one.
Wait, that one. Is there more?
Yes, there should be four tap to sign boxes.
That's them all signed.
Yeah, and then if you scroll then all the way down to the very bottom of the screen, so you can't scroll anymore, then you'll be able to tick that little tick box on the bottom that says, I confirm my signature is legally binding or something like that.
Yeah, that's me signing them all.
Yeah, and then the submit button then.
That's me done all that.
Yeah, fab. Perfect. Yeah, they've all come through now, so that's brilliant. So is what I'll do now, so I'll get your application sent over to redress, and then when we hear back from them, then they'll give us an application number, and then when we get that, that's then when we can contact all of the relevant councils and institutions to get all of your records, and then we'll be in touch then to book in a witness statement. So it'll be a few months down the line, because some of them take quite a while to get back. But do you have any questions for me?
Well, that's fine, thanks.
No, that's fab. So if you have any questions in the meantime,
Who would you get the witness statement from? What, just the staff?
So the witness statement is called witness statement. I'm not sure why, but basically you're the witness, so it's done with you.
Yeah, all right. Obviously just look at the documents that I was in.
So we get your statement, and then we get all the proof then. So it'll be just care records just to show that you were there, and then any medical records that support anything, basically just everything we can just to build up your case as much as possible. And then that's then when it goes to the panel and they decide then the outcome of it all.
I don't know if you'd maybe need the social worker's name at the time I had or anything.
Yeah, that'd be fab, thank you. So what was their name?
Kate Fitzsimmons.
Kate Simmons.
Fitzsimmons, F-I-T. S-I-M-M-O-N-S.
What was that? Sorry, can you spell that again?
Oh, sorry. Kate Fitzsimmons, F-I-T-Z.
F-I-T-Z, yeah.
S-I-M-M-O-N-S.
Because the Fitzsimmons one name, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you very much. That's helpful. So is what I'll do now. Yes, so I'll get your application sent over to Redress. But if you have any questions at all in the meantime, you can always call, WhatsApp or email, and we'll get back to you. But we'll keep you updated as much as possible, okay? So
Okay,
that's
that's great.
fab. But thank you very much for your time today.
Oh, that's great.
That's fab. And I will be back in touch as soon as possible, okay?
Okay, thanks
Okay. Thank
again.
you very much. Take care.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.